We welcome the tax cap, although it puts local municipalities in quite a pickle. But what that pickle means is we're not going to tolerate the status quo. We have to do things differently, and we're making those changes. So we're implementing budget changes that force us to remain within the tax cap. And it helps the residents because it puts the pressure on the electorate to elect officials that are going to make those difficult choices to stay within that tax cap. And so tax cap right now as it stands would provide up to residents earning up to $200,000 would receive an annual personal income tax benefit of about $500 in those municipalities with a 2% cap for 2 years and that have demonstrated an implementation of a cost-saving measure in a shared services agreement. And so, again, that tells the residents that they need to put pressure on their officials to make those things happen. And this is a great start to a conversation about special districts. But one of the things that you see commonly quoted is there's over 10,000 taxing jurisdictions within the state of New York. A good majority of those things are special districts. And so this puts the pressure on local officials, not just within your elected positions, but within fire districts and within ambulance service districts and with emergency service providers. And one of the things that those conversations need to be had regarding how we're going to control those tax rates as well as your local property tax. I oftentimes cite, for every dollar you pay in property tax, only 15% of that is roughly your local municipality. Roughly 50% is your school tax, and another 35% is your county and special district tax. And in many municipalities, it can be lower than 15%. So those conversations need to be had, and this is a great start to providing that pressure to get those things done. And then I also want to jump in on Randy's and Rob's discussion about what this means for industry. In our particular town, over 50% of the land is zoned industrial. We were one of the few municipalities that survived into the new millennium with a fairly decent manufacturing base. But many of the programs that have come from Albany and out of the governor's mansion in the past have attempted to provide business incentive. However, they were sporadic in their effect and kind of widespread and not well organized. And if you take economics 101, you got to understand somebody has to produce something to support the rest of the economy. And in the last 50 years, 20 years in particular, we've moved away from a manufacturing base to a service sector economy. And that has really been the crux of the problem with respect to our economy. And this is a national problem as well as New York State.